Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Clan Radio sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Disappointment for the Clan tonight, losing in the playoff quarterfinal to the Fife Flyers. With me is the captain, Matt Keith. Matt, it's hard to know where to start there, but can you sum up how you feel? Can you do that?
Well, first and foremost, I think you're proud. You're proud to be a member of the Brayhead Clan. I think that we had our backs up against the wall for the last few weeks of the year, and to lose in an aggregate game like this, to lose in overtime in the second leg is disappointing, but it's a good team over there in Fife, and it's frustrating. It's 2 years in a row now, and I think, you know, it's tough to put into words because you gear up all year to win one of the big trophies, and we weren't able to do that.
Two great games between Fife Flyers. I'm sure you'll agree. Yeah. Both teams put everything out on the ice, and I can see the look in your face. It's just hard to take.
Yeah, no, and absolutely. And I think that, I was thinking that on the way home from Fife last night. You know, you're thinking, holy cow, that's hockey, and that's the way it's supposed to be played. And they came out hard. We came out hard last night. It was just one of those games. It was a battle. If you weren't sore after last night's game, then you got lucky because it was that kind of a game. And tonight's the same thing. You know, they get a goal in overtime that, you know, it's could have gone either way. We had our chances in the third, and it just didn't happen. But it's, you know, that was a good game, and that's a really good team over there.
For all the fans, made a lot of noise out there tonight. I'm sure you heard it loud and clear. Did you detect nerves in amongst the stands as well as the game went on?
No, I mean, all you hear from our fans is positive. They're energetic, and they're a good amazing fan base. So no, you don't hear much other than that. I mean, obviously in overtime, you could tell there was a bit of nerves on both sides. Nobody wanted to throw the puck away, but that's what you have to do this time of year. And unfortunately, you know, they spring a break and from behind the net, they get a guy open in front. And it goes in, and that's it.
It doesn't seem that long since you and I were talking about going out into Sweden and Germany. Mm-hmm. The season's now effectively come to an end now. I mean, has it gone by so quickly for you as a player?
Yeah, it's definitely gone by quick, but it's also been a long year. And I think that everybody from the top of this organization to the bottom, you want to hold yourself at a high standard, and you can't help but take things personal when the team's not doing well, and there were some tough times this year. So I think for us, we we did a lot to get the Gardner Conference, and I don't care what anybody says, that meant something for us this year, and unfortunately we ran into a good team, and we were one shot away from getting to the playoff weekend next week.
And a final word to the fans tonight. They made such a noise, as I said a little bit earlier, right to the end it was as well.
Yeah, no, they've been the same, you know, ever since I got here, and it's such a loyal fan base, and you know what, they pay good money to come see us play week after week, and I know there was some times this season where they left disappointed, but I think that's definitely a team they can be proud of what they saw tonight.
Matt, thank you very much, and commiserations.
Cheers, thank you.